So you've been super busy in 2019. Your 2018 was super productive. What are your goals for the rest of the year? What are you like really looking forward to accomplishing this year on the indie wrestling circuit?
Well, I definitely will be accomplishing some very big things soon. I can't reveal that, but trust me when I say this will be my biggest year. Most definitely. Very soon. So,
what are some things on your bucket list, wrestling-wise, that you'd like to accomplish? Like four or five things, like, by the end of your career, you feel like you have to do in order to, like, kind of legitimize yourself to yourself?
I think the biggest thing is be the first girl to kind of make intergender wrestling mainstream. Obviously, I'm not the first person to do it, but to make it a very regular thing. And, you know, people look at me and they know I can go out there and fight a guy or a girl and I'm going to, you know, whoop their asses.
That's one of the things I have to tell you. Like, looking at your stuff on Instagram, you absolutely pull no punches. You take it just as well as you give it. I mean, how do you think, do you care how other people take that, or do you feel like that intergender wrestling has a place on mainstream wrestling? Like, what are your thoughts? Like, why get involved in all these intergender wrestling
matches? I think because it's 100% believable for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, why wouldn't I? You reach a point where, I don't want to say the girls aren't challenging enough, but, you know, do I think intergender wrestling is always believable? No.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have a girl that's 100 pounds trying to pick up and slam a dude that's 300 pounds. That's not believable.
Yeah.
But with me, it's 100% believable because I can. And if any guy's like, oh, I don't want to wrestle her because I don't, you know, I'm like, all right, let's go fight in the fucking parking lot and I'm going to whoop your ass. And you know that. It's believable. And I only do shit that's believable.
Mm-hmm. Who's a wrestler that you haven't taken, a male wrestler that you haven't performed against that you're like, I would love to get in the ring with him?
I want to say Brock Lesnar, but he'd probably fucking kill me, so. But I'll take it. As I say, I'll take it like a champ.
Do you think, like, a show like Lucha Underground should be celebrated a lot more? Because of, I mean, they've taken intergender wrestling to places that, like, it wasn't taken before. I mean, ECW did some great intergender stuff, but Lucha Underground, like, celebrates, like, the art of wrestling and makes it intergender at the same time. Is that, like, a place where you think that one day you would want to take what you do?
I don't think they're running right now, actually.
No, I mean, like, that type of style.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, but I'm not really Lucha style. I'm more just, like, I'll fucking kill you style. So, I mean, it's weird, like, you know, because you look at every company, and they seem to have a style, if that makes sense. You know, WWE is TV style. Ring of Honor is wrestling, very wrestling style. Impact is more gimmick style, I would say. Everything has its place, but I'm just kind of my own thing. But I think that can work into any company.
Sure.
In its own way. But I'm definitely not like the people around me.
For someone that has never seen you perform before, and you walk out of that entryway, and you could tell them like a sentence on what to expect when they see you.
Hide. Don't sit in the front row because you will probably get hit or spit on. I have to stop doing that, actually. Yeah, it's gotten me in trouble. I would tell them, well, you will not forget me. It's the only thing I could say.
What's your favorite wrestling story?
Story?
Like, something that's, like, that's happened to you or something that somebody has told you that you were like, what? Like, something that could only be in wrestling, something that could only happen to a wrestler, to kind of, like, have them connect with, like, what your life is like as an indie performer.
I can't even name one thing. There's a million things. A lot of them are too inappropriate to share, but, fuck, I don't know.
Like, what do you think you have to give up that a normal person doesn't have to in order to do this, and to do this as well as you do it?
Mental sanity. You totally lose your mental sanity. That's why we all go crazy, and a lot of them in the past, you know, didn't end their lives too well. Excuse me. I hope you all heard that. Yeah, you definitely lose your mental sanity, and you forget that there's life outside of the little wrestling bubble.
What's the feeling like when you step out there and everyone's looking at you?
I zone out, which I wish I didn't. I think I do that as a mechanism. Is that the right word? Mechanism.
Mm-hmm.
Coping mechanism to, like, not get nervous.
Sure.
I feel like if I soak in the moment, I'll be overwhelmed by it, if that makes any sense.
Sure.
Like, I remember, like, 4 years ago, my first match, like, I was like, just shut your mind off and just go out there and do what you have to do. Because if you think about it too much, you'll get nervous. You'll get too excited and you'll slip up and do something stupid. So I just kind of zone out. But then when I go back and watch videos or like see pictures, then I kind of remember that moment, and that's when I appreciate it. But for some reason, when a lot of people say that when they're out there, they don't really soak stuff in. It's weird. You don't really feel the bumps, like when you're training, every bump fucking sucks, but when you're wrestling, you just don't feel it. But yeah, I mean, I definitely I enjoy less the feeling of the entrance walking out, but like when I do something crazy and like seeing people's facial reactions, that is cool for me.
So if you could go back 4 years to that person before their first match and give them some words of wisdom, what do you think you'd say to them?
I would say do everything exactly the way you're going to do it, because you're going to do it really wrong and you're going to fuck a lot of shit up and you're going to have a terrible gimmick for a long time and you're not going to know who you are, but that's going to make you who you are. And you're going to go through some terrible things, really bad things, and they're going to make you really angry, and that's going to build up a fire inside you, and you're going to become something much better.
Okay. Last question. Do blondes have more fun?
I never have fun. I'm kidding. No, they don't.
Because a lot of people, you were almost synonymous for being like that really like badass blonde for a while, and then you colored your hair.
I think I was cooler when I dyed the hair black, definitely. But I also started getting tattooed and getting bigger in size, muscle-wise, with the whole transformation. It wasn't just the hair. It was a big transformation, so I definitely like myself better with the black hair.
Okay.